This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Next hour on the show is the Power Hour. All our bets for tonight, the NBA, Major League Baseball. Reed Wallach's going to join with BetQL's five-star plays as well. It's going to be awesome. But that is for next hour. For right now, let's talk a little Major League Baseball betting. We're going to do this, making his You Better You Bet debut. A buddy of mine, a fellow Fordham Ram. I'm a little older than he is, but we won't hold that against him because he's a little younger. My buddy Kenny Ducey joins the show now. Kenny breaking into the sports gambling space. He's done work in a bunch of places. Now he's over at NBC Sports Edge doing great work for them with Major League Baseball, other sports as well. Kenny, welcome to You Better You Bet. Great to talk to you, my friend. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here on the BetQL Audio Network. How you feeling here as we're 10% of the way through the baseball season?
I'm feeling as jazzed up as ever. It is great to hear your voice again, and it is also great to talk to a fellow Ken. Not too many of us out there. I'm loving it so far. It's been a great season, and I was already expecting to be burned out by now, and I am not. I am just as excited as on opening day. It's been great.
As we've said many times on the show, flattery will get you everywhere. So let's keep with the compliments. Let's keep with the ego boosting, and we'll all get through this guest segment. Okay, Kenny, we were talking about Dodgers Padres a lot last hour, and you know kind of what some of our takeaways were from the series. Obviously, a series that had a ton of hype beforehand. Dodgers win 2 out of 3. Some of your takeaways, whether you know betting or baseball or long term futures wise, from Dodgers Padres, a fantastic series we saw over the weekend.
Well, I thought that it was really similar to last season in the sense that the Padres just had a lot of bullets to throw at the Dodgers, and they just seemed to absorb everyone. The thing that's been most impressive to me about the Dodgers so far has been their depth. You know, obviously they don't have Cody Bellinger and Gavin Lux, and Zach McKinstry has come along, and he's been really, really good. This guy is the real deal. I'm really impressed with him. He's a neat little hitter. He's got a 165 OPS plus and 51 plate appearances. And, you know, you aren't really blown away by any of these names on the bench, Luke Raley, Sheldon Noyce, but they've gotten it done. And I'm really curious to see if even guys like AJ Pollock are forced out of spots in platoons by these bench players. It's been pretty remarkable. But I mean, just looking at the Dodgers, it's really difficult to see something slowing them down. Last season, they won the pennant, and their biggest weakness was facing left-handed pitching. It's still their biggest weakness this year, and it just doesn't seem to matter. You look at what Blake Snell did. He got roughed up early in that game. They ended up, you know, winning late, but it was not a great start for Snell, and I'm not sure if that's necessarily what's going to separate the Padres this time around. But in terms of futures, I mean, you never like, you know, finding value in the overwhelming favorite here, so I don't know if it's that that's changing my season-long stance whatsoever about the World Series champ, but I certainly don't know what's going to slow down the Dodgers at this point. And the Padres, you got a feel for them, even though they did get that win on Sunday. It just feels like they keep coming so close in so many of these games, and they just can't get over the hump because these guys just are relentless.
Well, another series coming soon, I believe at the end of the week here with the Dodgers and Padres. So more fun baseball between those two clubs to look forward to. Kenny, I think we're all on the same page here. Like maybe not a lot of value betting the Dodgers at this point, but I mean the likely World Series champions here. If it's not going to be the San Diego Padres, what team in the National League do you think has the best chance of upending the Dodgers when it's all said and done?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's certainly not going to be, we're talking about the National League, but it's definitely not going to be our New York Yankees. I can tell you that much now.
We'll talk about them. Well, let's save the good stuff on the Yankees here for a minute or so.
Okay. It's been a discouraging start, but I came into the year thinking that the New York Mets were going to be the biggest challenger to the Dodgers potentially out West. And I still believe that. And honestly, when you look at the way that this Mets team has been able to just scoot by, playing terribly. I mean, I think their offense has been awful. It's looked one of the worst out West, and still, like, you know, they managed to just continue to win ball games. And I think that you know, you look at the job that they've done assembling a good bullpen. Again, they still don't even have Delbatantis in there, but Trevor May's given them good innings. Miguel Castro, like in the National League, I think it might be, if it's not going to be the Padres or the Dodgers, it's got to be the Mets, just by the, again, the potential that they still have in that offense. Michael Conforto has yet to get going. I mean, he's looked terrible. Francisco Lindor, I saw something, someone was touting that Trey Turner was the best shortstop in baseball. Francisco Lindor was all the way down there in like 15th among shortstops. So none of these guys have really hit at all. They still don't have JD Davis, and they're still winning baseball games. So I like that as a long-term prospect for the Mets. I know they're sitting there plus 900 on the DK Sportsbook, but I still really like them to take that. I still really like them as value there. If you're going to be looking at someone at this juncture of the season, I'm not really totally bought in on the Reds offense, and the Braves are barreling up the baseball almost better than anybody, but they still have so many injuries in that starting rotation that held them back last year. I think that the Mets have the highest ceiling out of anyone that I'm looking at.
Kenny, I'll let Nick ask you about his Yankees and kind of what's going on in the Bronx, and maybe, you know, can they turn this thing around and still either go over their win total or make a deep postseason run? But, you know, I noticed you kind of avoided the NL Central a lot when guessing who's the team that could challenge the Dodgers. Obviously, everyone expects San Diego. Everyone expects, you know, maybe Atlanta or the Mets. Is it possible that team is Milwaukee, and kind of your takeaways from the NL Central, what we've seen so far? Milwaukee, obviously the best starting pitching staff, insane ERA numbers, insane advanced pitching metrics so far. Have you been impressed with what you've seen from Milwaukee? And how do they kind of fit into your playoff picture?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I love watching them on a daily basis. The problem for me is, and I've been fading the Cubs almost every game, Ken, so I have been watching a lot of the Brewers and the Cubs play. I've been watching the Brewers. And the problem is their offense is just really bad. And it's going to all predicate and hinge on whether or not Christian Yelich can return to his MVP form, which I think that he will. I mean, he's a really good hitter. He's always been a really good hitter. But last year was not the best year for him. It hasn't been the best so far this year, but they have some intriguing guys in that lineup. Like Travis Shaw has just come back and started to rake again. I think that they have a really high ceiling just because of their staff and their arms. But I am a little bit concerned about these bats. I mean, they have Billy McKinney as one of like their cornerstone bats out there. You want to talk about a team that steals all the Yankee castaway prospects. Billy McKinney is out there. They had Ben Gamble for a while. They just kind of slapped together a bunch of guys that are taking flyers on it. It seemed to work in the past. I just feel like, you know, Avi Garcia is not like the guy that I'm the most confident about. If he's like one of my three best hitters, I feel like they're a hitter away from being a really big threat. I think that they could add that hitter. It was Jesus Aguilar for me years ago, but I think that, yeah, if they could maybe get one more bat in that lineup, I think they could really make a charge with the pitching they have. The Cubs absolutely are pretenders in this division, and the Reds are an interesting one. You know, I think that there's a lot of people that are bullish on their starters, but to me, Luis Castillo and Tyler Mahle still have a long way to go to prove that they can be dominant in a rotation. And as good as that lineup is, I think we're going to have to see over the next month if that's going to be sustainable. You know, we've seen in Detroit, like, is the success really not going to be sustainable for them? It wasn't hitting the baseball, and, you know, obviously there's still a long season ahead, but I'm not really ready to say that the Reds are, you know, the whatever, the 98 Yankees or any of these teams that, you know, people were starting to compare them to early on. They do have some talent in the lineup, but I do agree with you. I like the Brewers a lot. I'm generally bullish on the Brewers.
You did use the word slap in that answer, which is a great transition word to talk about the Yankees, which we'll do in a second here on You Better You Bet, BetQL Audio Network on a Monday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, talking Major League Baseball betting with our pal Kenny Ducey from NBC Sports Edge. Kenny, what's going on with the Yankees right now? What are we doing with them from a betting perspective here? Because I'm of the perspective, I think they're still going to win a lot of games, probably going to win the division. I see no chance they win a World Series, though. Maybe you feel differently, or maybe you think they're just going to stink the entire season. What do you think of the Yankees right now?
It's so ugly. It really is. And the problem is, I've thought that they played an ugly brand of baseball for a couple of years now. Like, I was kind of worried that this sort of day would be coming. But in terms of betting them on a daily basis, to answer one of your questions, I'm kind of avoiding them. I mean, if anything, I've taken some unders in their games because I'm really not loving this offense. But, you know, when a guy like Gerrit Cole pitches, or even, you know, the totals have been raised super high, like for Jameson Taillon starts. That was a really bad beat on his last start on the under. But that's sort of where I've been leaning. I just kind of have my mind made up that this is not an offense right now that's very dangerous. Look, they're 26th in contact rate, and everyone likes to make fun of people who talk about contact. You see all the memes about A-Rod when he mentions contact. Look, it hasn't been a problem for the Yankees because they've had all these guys that just hit the ball in the ballpark, and they win by home runs, and they're going to lose a lot of games when they don't hit home runs. They're going to win a lot when they do hit home runs. We've known that about the Yankees for years. The problem right now is they're in the bottom third of the league in home runs. No one's hitting home runs. So if you're going to fill your lineup with three true outcome guys like they have, none of these guys are high contact guys except for DJ LeMahieu, you're going to need home runs. And the problem is their home run hitters are just not hitting home runs right now, and that's why they're not winning games. And like, their solution was to bring in Ruben Odor, who, I mean, I'm shocked, first of all, that he had two hits with the Yankees. But I was shocked in the first place that he even still had a job in the major leagues because the guy just swings and misses at an elite rate. I mean, he's like one of the leaders in swing strike rate every year. So to me, the Yankees need another contact guy. They are walking at a decent rate, but walking is doing nothing for them right now because they're not hitting home runs. So they either need home runs to just start magically appearing again from these bats, or they need to add somebody who's going to just get hits and move guys around the bases. And then maybe you have a chance there of walking in a run, getting another hit. Like, there needs to be some sort of strategical move here. They need to change their philosophy offensively, I think, because right now it's not working. And again, like, you would think, right, that Stanton and Judge and all these guys start at home runs, but I don't know, like, there's nothing there. It's just going to have to happen. You know, Luke Voit coming back could help them a lot. Jay Bruce, obviously, as you know, was a big thorn in their side, but I mean, it's just sort of like you just have to wait to see if they're going to start hitting home runs at this point. I'm not sure if there's any hope right now. There's nothing in the numbers that tells you it's going to start happening. It would just be by chance, basically.
Kenny, we've got about 90 seconds left, and you know, we don't have a full card tonight for Major League Baseball, but want to get your thoughts on maybe some individual bets. Sounds like you're betting a lot, you know, fading the Cubs and betting on some Yankee unders. Any bets for tonight? Again, we got about a minute to 90 seconds.
Yeah, I love the Mariners tonight. They are really, really good against sinker ballers. Dustin May, of course, a big sinker baller, plus 170 is a really, really nice line for them. I also like the over because Justice Sheffield is on the hill. But as I mentioned earlier, the Dodgers don't hit lefties very well. It's their kryptonite. So I think that this is one of those few times where you could actually make a really good argument against the Dodgers. And at those odds, I think I just have to take it. Kyle Seager has been mashing sinkers. So I'm excited to see him match up with Dustin May.
Yeah, I kind of like the Mariners as well. We'll give our bets for Major League Baseball and the NBA tonight coming up next in the Power Hour here on You Better You Bet. Kenny, good job, brother. Everyone follow him on Twitter at Kenny Ducey. Check out his work over at NBC Sports Edge. Good luck tonight, Ken, and we look forward to doing this again in the future.
Thanks for having me.
That's our buddy Kenny Ducey here on You Better You Bet. Kind of stole my thunder here with the Mariners play. I like the Mariners tonight myself.
I know. People are back-to-back guests with like Nick Costos talking points that we've all been kind of on today. We've got running backs in the NFL draft. We've got the Seattle Mariners. Is there anything left for you at 6 o'clock? What's left for you?
Probably all my content's very shallow today, apparently.
Or everyone's well researched. That's another way to look at it.
Could you tell I'm going on vacation in a couple of days?
Right. Why don't you just tell me where you're going?
Right. What's the Corona commercial with Snoop Dogg? Like everyone's
find your
on a beach.
It's yeah, like
you know what? Yeah. You know, my beach is this. Okay. Power Hour coming up next year on You Better You Bet. All our plays for tonight: baseball, the NBA, and BetQL's 5-star plays. Kick it off with our buddy Reed Wallach.